Korban. A korban chat is that they made the shechita on the south side of the mizbeach. The dorim yechayit may be really yechayit a malchus for this. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says lo yisizbach laHashem lekecho shor v'seh kol dovera. It says on a dovera, here's the love. So we dash in a dovera to mechayvay. Only if you make a shechita like on a balmum. Rashi says dovera means mum begoli. Shemaguna korbi dovera v'bchayris. Alelu, if you bring it for korbin, that yechayiv malchus. But via to mechayvay achat sheshachta bedorim. But if you only make a shechita bedorim, even though it's psul, but that you're not over the love, you do not get malchus for it. So here it's a stira. How could you before say that you chayiv, and here it's mashmi not chayiv? So again, the Gemara says, I'll tell you the answer is trei tanoi libdi Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes tanoim. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, do you get malchus for this? Again, by shechting the korban chatis bedorim, avad it's a psul. But the question is, do you get malchus or not? That's a machlokes to tanoim a libdi Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi says, Umoydi Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Shechoyzer v'koveya lepigol, that could go back now and make it into pigol. So Rashi says, Umoydi Rabbi Yehuda means bechishev amanas loniach. If first peshas the shechita you had in mind just to leave the dam over, that's all. And then later you were koveya lepigol, means later by the next avoda you had in mind not just to leave it over, but either to eat it tomorrow or to burn it tomorrow. It makes a tiggle. And we do not say, since it already has a psul of hinuach, that's it. Such a Baba says, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you only think b'shar shechita, to leave over the dam, you make a psul, but it's not that strong of a psul to take away tiggle. If later you think to take that dam and not just leave it over, but you want to burn it tomorrow, I mean, you want to make a zrika with it tomorrow, that would make a pigle. That's called the Moedah Rav Yudah, Shechoyza the Kavela pigle. Omar Rav says, Teda, bring your proof. The pigle of Nezrika, loiklumu. The pigle of Nezrika means nothing. Rashi says, Teda, bring your proof. To Machshevis and Rav Yudah, Lavka Machshevis Chuslim Kaimoy. It's not like a Machshev Chuslim Kaimoy, Rosh Leil Shmo. Now that's Machkiya we had before from the Din Pigle. Rashi says, why? To a pigle, the Sheikh Ramanas, this week is Domele Mochor. Every time the real pigle, you have in mind now to make this Rika tomorrow, you have this in mind of Nez Rika, the Churulav Klumi, Vena Machshev Mueles, Ach Yisra Kadam Hayem, the Vin and Korov Komatirov. But anyway, it's not really Chal Pigle until you make this Rika today. If you do not make this Rika today, it's not Chal Pigle. Omiyo Machshev Kemaiso, Machshev Sinuachevi. The first machshav is mainly you plan to leave over the dam. The chizorik lay, and later when you make the zrika, ask your zrika kuvoy lay. In other words, like, first you have in mind b'shash chita, you're going to make the zrika tomorrow. So say now that's a machshav is pigle. But is it really chal pigle in the korbin? No, pigle is not chal until you do the dalar avodis, until you make the zrika. If so, the pigle of ne zrika leklumu, still be ask your zrika the korbin in the pigle. Later, when you make the zrika, that's when it's chal pigle. So here also, when you have a machshev esinuach, just leave it over. But then later, lemaisi, you think to do it tomorrow, it would make a pigle. So Mara says, v'loi, there's no proof. Hosamu chod machshavi. Still is different. Over there, at the beginning, b'shar shechita, you have in mind to make the zrika sadam tomorrow. So true, that machshava doesn't make pigle yet, because you did not bring all the matirim. You did not make the zrika. But later when you make the zrika, it's not a new machshav you have later. It's the same machshav you had before. Therefore the machshav is chal. But maybe here it's different. Ho chotrei machshavis. Here it's like you have two different machshavis. First you had a machshav just to leave it over. And then secondly you had a machshav to make the zrika tomorrow. So maybe it's not mitzarif. Maybe it's not become tiggle. The kids, you have no proof to what he's saying. Now the Gemara says, Eisve Rav Huna Rababa. Rav Huna now goes to ask the Kashan Rababa. You, Rababa, want to say the Koran of Yehuda. Even the first you had a Machsheva Sinuach. Later, when you have a Machsheva Spigel, it's called Pigel. So I'll ask you a question. It says, now Mishnah, You have in mind to put the dam that's supposed to go on top, lamato, or else the dam is supposed to go lamato, lamalo. So it depends. It says clearly that la'alta kosher. If you have in mind to do this right away, the right time, then the korban is kosher. Now, choza v'chishev chuslam koimoi, posel v'yein v'koros. Let's say then you had in mind the second avodah, not just time to do it the right time, but you had in mind to make this rikah now, chuslam koimoi. So my says chala psul in the korban, but there's no koros because that's not a machshavas pigol. What's going to be chutzlas manoi? Let's say later you have in mind to make this rikah the wrong day, tomorrow, pigol. The chayav mol of chorus, then you chayav chorus. So the ik is lomocha posel. If you have in mind just to make the dam lomocha, and the pshat from lomocha, the gemara in the second parak came out that it means a machsheva safinuach according to Rabbi Yehuda. It means if you only had a machsheva to leave over the dam until tomorrow, so it's posel. Why? Because that's according to Rabbi Yehuda shita. But if you have in mind now b'shas adal ravoidus to leave it over till tomorrow, that makes it psul. But it says clearly chaza v'chishev. Then you had a second machshavah bein chutz lazmanoi bein chutz lemkoymoi, but you had in mind to do it to make us riko shleib lazmanoi the wrong time, or to do a chutz lemkoymoi posel v'yein by chorus. So you see clearly that why is there no chorus? Why is there no pigul? I now you're thinking to make this riko tomorrow. The pshat is since at the beginning you had a machshava sinuach, so that machshava just leave it over makes a psul in the korban according to Rabbi Yehuda. And once there's a psul in the korban, then you can't have pigul anymore. So tiyufta the rabba tiyufta. For me, it's a clear question. Akasha tiyufta on rabba that even when a machshava sinuach, it cannot be chal again on machshava pigul. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ravina Basilo. So like this, chishev. Let's say you have in mind now that a person of Tomei should eat the korban tomorrow. So the chura that's pigul, Rashi says. But the amina we don't say lav machshavi. The achilas tomeiim lechaziv. The machshavas psul. We don't say that. But rather chayiv. Alamais, you had a machshava now that an achilas should be done tomorrow, even though you had the machshava with the Tomei that you're not supposed to eat it. But still, it's called a machshava. Oh, my Rav says on this, Teda, bring your proof. Why? The bosel of Nezrika lechazi again, when you do the shechit of the korban, before you make the zrika sadam, the meat is not fit to be eaten. It's also to eat the meat. Still, v'chim lechashiv bei mifsom. If you have in mind now, after the zrika, to eat the meat tomorrow, you make a machshavas pigul, even though right now there's no head to eat the meat. So here you see, even though there's no head to eat it, but since you're mechashev to do a ma'is achilu tomorrow, that's what's mechayev you. That makes pigul. So Mora says, v'loyi, there's no proof. There's a big difference. Hosom zorek u'mechzei. Over there, the pshat is true. B'shash shrit, it's not fit to eat the meat. But as soon as you make this rika, then you will have to eat the meat. So this meat has a head to eat it. You will be able to eat it. So therefore, since you have the machshav to eat it tomorrow, that makes pigul. But hocho u'mechzei klal. Here your machshava was that a person's tamei should eat this meat. A person has tamei has no right to eat the meat at all. The next day klal. So therefore maybe that's not a machshava's pigul. So there's no proof to Ravina Basila. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizdo, Magula b'pumid Rav Dimi bar Chinuno. What was the best expression? Magula means things that he was used to saying. He used to always say these things. Magula b'puma. The Rav Dimi bar Chinuno was like this. That the bosor pesach shloi hutzlo, you have the bosor the meat of the korban pesach that you are not soleya, you do not roast it the way you're supposed to, you do not make roast the meat, so you're not allowed to eat the meat right now, or else polach me toida shloi hurmo from the being a korban toida, you have the 40 lechems, the lochur is from each set, there are 4 different sets, 10 of each one, you also take out one that's truma. So before you took out the one that's truma, polach me tu toida shloi humu, like Rashi says, dalet chalois hanetromis lekayin meyabim min. You're supposed to take off one from each shmir and give it to a kayin. So if you do not do this yet, so there's no heta to eat the other lechems yet. So locher is chayova malayim mishum tuma. If a person that's tummy eats it, still is chayiv. Rashi says the mochlam betumas aguf v'yafagav the kain. Even though we hold shein nitzel atorim. anything that has no heter for a Torah teat. There's no Easter for Torah teat yet. But hi, Kivan Yisrek Dam, since the Maisa there was as weak as a Dam already, so Nitzel Torim, Karin and Bay. This is considered Nitzel Torim. Even though he didn't roast the meat, and even though the Chalas Atay didn't take off Truma, but the Maisa he could have, because the Maisa there was a heter Chal already. Like once you bring the crop and you make the Zrikas Adam, now there's a head to teat this meat. True, the way you have to eat it is by roasting it first. But the mice is called the boss as a head to bachila. And therefore, if a person that tummy eats it, he'll be chayat chorus. On my Rabbi says in this tate, I'll bring you proof of the swara. The Tani will learn like this. Alright, turn over. Again, on my Rabbi says, tate, I'll bring you proof. The Tani, we learned, the Pasuk says, Ashel Hashem, Rashi says, Ashel Hashem, the Emor says, L'rabois emurei kochim kalim l'tumma. That even the emurim of a kochim kalim, if it's tomei, it's also. Rashi says, V'hanefesh ha-shepechim e'bos ha-zevach ha-shlomim, Ashel Hashem. Means if a person that's tomei eats from it, he's chayiv. So it means even if you eat from the emurim of kochim kalim. Alma, what do we see? Even though these emurim is supposed to be burnt, you're not supposed to eat it, still chayovim lay mishum tumma. Still there's nisim mishum tumma. The mice of your tumma and eat it, you'll be chayav koros. So we're achinam here also by this carbon pesta, even though you didn't roast the meat yet. Still chayovim lay mishum tumma. Because it comes from something that has to have the rachila. For it says, no, v'loi, there's no sushtel. Some over there by Kochim Kalim, Emure Kochim Kalim, Chaz Legvoya. Lamaisa, these fats are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Semela, it's called fit. These fats are supposed to, there is an achilu to it. The achilu is on the Mizbeach. So since the fats are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, therefore if a person's tummy eats it, he'll be chayiv. But Leafuke Bosa Pesach, Mashenke the meat of the Korban Pesach, Shloi Hutzla. If you do not make a tzlir on it yet, you do not roast it. Or else the lach may tell them shloi humu that you do not take off truma, you do not take off the four lechems yet. The lechazi right now these four, the 36 lechems, or else the boss of the korban pesach that the lechazi lelegvoya lelehedyet. Nobody could eat it. It's not supposed to be burned, and there's no het to eat it yet. So since there's not even a het legvoya, it could be it's not called the davar achila, and therefore if you eat it when you're tamei, could be you're not chayit. You have no proof to your svara. The more says Lishnachrina Ogyasar is that for Emurim loy chazi. The Emurim occurs not chazi v'loyi. Hane chazi l'mosayu v'hane l'chazi klal. Same type of the Teretz. The Chorikashu was Emurim is not fit heat. But the answer is it's fit for its purpose. Its purpose is to be burnt. So it has a shame heter achilu on it. Ma'ashenki in this Vosar right now before Tliya, it has no heter at all. So therefore it could be it's not called the Dov Reichel. Therefore it could be even though you're Tomei, it could be you're not chayiv. But the Maestri is still paskin like him. The Rabbi still paskins like Rav Chizda that Vosa Pesach Shlehutzlo like Vosa Shlehutzlo the Yachayav and Mishum Tumma. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says Hadron Alecho Kol Apsulim. The Mishnah says Beishama Yomim. Beishama says Kol HaNista Na Mizbech HaChitzoin. Any korban, any dam that's supposed to be on the Mizbech HaChitzoin, so Shenosim B'matonachas. Even though you only put one zrika, that's like a korban chatet. It's supposed to have four zrikas. But even though you only put one zrika so far, keeper shno b'dieved. Even though you only made one zrika on the mizbeach, that makes the kapara. The korban is kosher. Uvechatis shtei matonis. But by korban chatet, you have to have at least two matonis. So Rashi says matonis etzpa. Mamish Gemara Yalf time. The Gemara explain why. How does he know that by chatet you have to have at least two? The other kabbonis is enough to have one, and by chatas you have to have at least two. Ubeitas peshamei svaro. We'll see in the Gemara why. Ubeitzil loyman b'tzilu says no. Af chatas even a korban chatas. Shenos no maton achas. If you only made one zrika, keep up. But the other is also called a kaporo. Lefikach therefore, im nos and nesu rishonik kitikuna. The first zrika the kohen made on his korban chatas, he did the right way. V'yes hashniyah chutzas manoi. Then b'shas he did the second zrika. He had in mind to eat the meat tomorrow. Keeper, you should know the korban is still kosher. Since after the first zrika, the korban is kosher already, so the second zrika, even though there's a mitzvah to do it, but since it's not likuvah, it does not make a pigle. It's not called, this is the matirim. the matirim of the korban was already brought already. The first zrika is the matir of the korban. Therefore, you can't make pigul anymore. What's going to be v'yim nosan es rishon chutz l'zmano? You made the first zrika with a machshava teach the meat tomorrow. V'yas hashniyah chutz l'mkaymoy. And then the second zrika you have in mind teach the meat tomorrow. So pigul, you should know only the first machshava chal. It's chal din pigul, and the second machshava does not take away from pigul. You got the same svarim. The second machshava does not help. It's not chal at all. And therefore, v'chiyav malov koros. If you eat from the meat of the korban, you chayav koros. Now, kol ha nisan al mazdeh ha-pnimi, any dam that's supposed to go on the mazdeh ha-pnim, or chatis ha-pnim, is supposed to make this rika on the inside mazdeh, shim chi sarachas mekol ha-matonis, kiddo like keeper. Over there, there's no halacha that one's enough. There, if you need four zrikas, you have no kapur until you bring all four. Over there, the halacha is, shim chi sarachas, if you're missing one of the zrikas, is kiddo like keeper, so you don't have a mazdeh kapur at all. The thinker, therefore, Nosan kulun kitikunai. If you did all three zrikas, let's say, with the right machshava, but the yachas shlo kitikunai, only the fourth zrika by the chatas hapanim, he had a machshava psula. He should know psula. It's like a chal psul. We ain't by chorus, but there's no chiyuv chorus. So here the chiddush is, even though in the last matir, the last zrika, he had in mind teach the meat tomorrow, still it's not chal pigul. Rashi explains that we'll see in the Gemara, Kisov rein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So the Maisa, you have to have the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. Here, what's matir? Achatas hapanim, all dalad zrikas. So you have to have the machshavas pigul during all four zrikas. If you only have the machshava during one of the zrikas, that does not make pigul. Therefore, the Mishnah says, psula, takas a machshava psula, but the pigul doesn't make, and chayavim by karas. Turn around, but it wasn't a price like this. Minayin, how do we know? Lenis the name is Zerachitzen. The dam is supposed to be Zerachitzen. Shenosim vaton achas. But if you made only one zrika, shekiperim lemaisim b'diyevid. Even one zrika makes the kapori as the matir. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says in Devarim, the dam is v'checha yishpech. Yishpech, what she says, mashma shvicha achas mashma. Mashma only one shvicha, one zrika is enough. Like Siv Sov, it doesn't say Sov over here. The afini menei shrei matonish v'n abra, b'perkeis ha-makayvin. Here it says, "V'dam zochech liyishpoich mashmi for one shvich is enough. Even with one zrika, you're mekayin your kapar." For the Gemara, "Kahayil ochiu diyosef." That's the purpose of this postik. For mi boiler, we need this postik like Tanya, like we learned like this. We learned, "Minayin."